Well, time appears to be quickly running out for property owners in Queensland in the strata schemes to ensure that their units are compliant with the state government's current smoke alarm rules, which are set to come into force on January 1, 2022. Archer's strata professionals partner Grant Missard joins me. Grant, I would have thought 2022 is plenty of time, and that what's the problem?
Yeah, it would appear that a bit over 2 years would be plenty of time if there was a half a dozen or so people involved in the decision making. But when you've got a body corporate and a building that's made up of at times hundreds of owners, it can be a little bit of a lengthier process.
How many properties are we talking about?
Well, in strata itself, there's a bit over 500,000.
Have you got a feeling for how many of those are at this point in time not compliant?
Well, we don't know, because the issue is that it's the owner's responsibility to upgrade smoke detectors to be compliant with the legislation that came in 1 January 2017. There's a transition of 5 years where compliance is required. But in the concern here for a strata building, and particularly for the committee that make decisions behind it, is that if they're leaving it up to the owners of those individual units to be compliant by 1 January 2022, and that they don't do it, it's the body corporate is then responsible for any non-compliance issues, particularly if there was a fire and the QFES outcome was that the fire was caused because of non-compliance. It comes back to the building owner and occupiers, which is under control of the committee. And I think the concern here is that there's a lack of awareness of what's actually required to happen with this new legislation. Well, it's not new legislation, but this legislation that's got this pending deadline. So these smoke alarms need to be interconnected, and they need to be photoelectric, which means if there's a fire in one room, it's not just going to be an isolated alarm in that one room.
Yeah, they're all connected.
The alarms in all the other rooms are going to alert everybody that's occupying the property to get out of the property.
Yeah, that liability would probably spread further than body corporate and the unit owner, because it may even come back to the property manager.
Yeah, I totally agree, because if there's an agreement between the owner of the property and an agent to manage that property on their behalf, and they don't arrange for upgrades for compliance requirements, and if there's a claim, definitely going to be brought into that. So every single bedroom and connected to the ingress and egress, so that if there's a fire anywhere, it's going to go off everywhere.
Grant, thanks very much for drawing this to our attention. Thanks for your time, Grant.
Thanks, Kevin.